Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting the Zayin and with base in the two dots, a few lines before the end of the Amud. The Gemara says, "Vim lava surim at sheyovo oimer habo." So once you bring the oimer is matir. Whatever grew till then, if it did not grow till then, if it did not grow roots until the oimer came, you have to wait for the next year. You have to wait for the next Pesach, when you bring the next Oimer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, Shol, Mao Shevi Oimer Mehem. Says Rabbi Lozer, can I bring the Korban Oimer from this Tvuah that grew very early? It started growing before Pesach year one, but it did not grow roots on Pesach. Then you wait a full year, and now comes the right Oimer. Can I bring the Oimer from this Tvuah, from this grain that grew a year ago? Says the Gemara, if Shaloima Chodesh Vyoshon in Toimu Me'asri Mizel Ze, that Omer Hachet, says the Gemara, of course you can't. Because regarding Maestris, when is the Maestris Nikva? When do you Kriveya Maestris? Rosh Hashanah. So the Tvua, the grain that grew on Pesach of year one, you can do Maestris of it together with the grain that grew in year two, after Rosh Hashanah. So it's for sure considered to be a separate type. It's not the same one. So of course you can't bring the Oimer from it. So another question. Not only barley is waiting for the Oimer, every other mini also. Wheat and the spelt and everything. Any one of the Chamisha mini. Can you bring Oimer from them? Of course not. So you see from here the fact that the Oimer, you're waiting for the Oimer to come, and without the Oimer you can't eat it, doesn't mean it's really to be the Oimer. So you say, can I use this barley that grew a year ago to bring Korban Oimer from it? The answer is no, it's a separate Maaser. How you say, I still has to wait for the Oimer? Every other Minos has to wait for the Oimer. So the Mod of Chesed Ud Aleph, Lo Yomad V'Shai Minim Sheli Koshu L'Minchas Oimer, Torah B'Soim Shekoshu L'Minchas Oimer. So well, don't compare it to the other meaning. Other meaning are not good for Minchas Oimer. But the Torah says, only when the Oimer comes is allowed. But barley, you could bring it to the Oimer. So as long as it's totally in the Oimer, I would think that maybe you could bring it as Korban Oimer. So the Gemara just brings that aside. We brought here already one explanation why you can't bring it, because the Maaser does, it's considered to be a different year from Maaser. Chavirai b'shem Ablozer, then a friend said the name of Ablozer, Rishis k'tzircho v'lois tzoiv k'tzircho. It says Rishis k'tzircho regarding the Oimer. It has to be the beginning of the harvest, not the end of the harvest. What you bring from last year's Pesach is the end of last year's harvest. I want something new from this year. That's Rishis k'tzircho, the beginning of the harvest. He brings another mocker. Bikurim ain't nearly bikurim. Bikurim means the new, the fresh, the original ones. This is not bikurim, this is old. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between these two answers? If you learn from the word bikurim, or you learn from the word yoshis ksiacho, avar v'hevi, if he actually brought it, al datayim de chavrayo apostle, datayim de kosher. According to chavrayo, you learn from the word yoshis ksiacho is brought twice in the Torah. And whenever the Torah says something twice, shana alav akosov la'akev. It says twice, it means it's me'akev. So if you brought from the last year, it's not yaitze. But if you learn from the word bikurim, it says only once, not shana la'akev. So l'chatchil, don't bring from last year's oimer, from last year's barley, the oimer. But if you did bring, b'di'evel, it will be kosher. So the Gemara, dibi chachoyim, what did chachoyim hold? Chachoyim that said the idea of the ma'aser, the first answer the Gemara said before, what did they hold? If they grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, you say it belongs to last year. If they brought a third after Rosh Hashanah, if they reached the height, the size of a third after Rosh Hashanah, then the Maisa will be of year two, so you could bring the Oimer from them. In other words, according to Rabbanon, the only reason why I can't bring the Oimer from this barley, because it belongs to last year's Maisa. But if it will belong to this year's Maisa, meaning it will grow a third, it will reach the third of the size after Rosh Hashanah, you could bring the Oimer from them. But according to the other two shittas that you learn from the word bikurim or from the word rishik tzirchol, even if they grew a third in the second year, but at the end of the day, it's the harvest of last year, it's not the beginning, and then you should not bring the oimer from there. Halacha beis dog de mishto. Ha'icha mem kazais matzo pesach yotzo edei chavosev. Any one of the five grains that we mentioned, if a person eats kazais matzo on pesach, he's yotze chav yotze. Kazais chometz chav bikaras. If he eats chometz, it's chav karas. In other words, this is a good, these grains become chametz, and maybe that's what you can make it through out of the matzah. Because the rule is, whatever can become chametz can be matzah. Whatever cannot become chametz cannot be matzah. The other meaning, the other grains that you have, they don't become chametz, they only become nisrach, they stink. That's called sirachon. and therefore they cannot be matzo. Nisayav echad mehem mikol aminim arizo evir pesach. If this got mixed up, one of these five grains got mixed up with other grains, so he's not chayav karetz, but it's not allowed. But he's still evir abal yirah abal matze. Or Reb Chaim makes another pshat: you have to remove from the table on Pesach because if you have a mixture of chametz. Hanoidu min hapas umin hatfuo osu behem divir hamer. According to Hamer, someone did a neder from bread and tfuo, he's not allowed to eat these five grains. Someone is noided from dogon. Dogon refers to a very specific grain. These grains, these are the five that are considered to be under the category of dogon, and not the other ones. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the machlekes of Rameir and Chachamim. Says the Gemara, v'chayovim b'chal of ma'isers, meaning these five grains have both chalo and ma'isers. This is agdom for the next Mishnayos that will see things that have only in chalo, only in ma'isers. They have both. So the Gemara of Yaakov Azavdi Zoyis Ameres She Loikim Al Chaloson Dvar Toiro. So the Gemara understood when we said that these five minim have a din of chametz, we meant when the five minim join together. So says Rav Yaakov Azavdi, so if they join together, they become chametz. So they join together, chal and chal. That was a discussion we had before. When you put them together, is it chal and chal or not? So the Gemara of Chesed Mud Beis, Rav Yirmi B'Shov Chiyo Baravot Tipoto Shoch Kazayis Mizev Kazayis Mizev. We're not talking about they put it together. He ate kazayis from one of them, kazayis from another one of them. He ate kazayis, each one of them, if you ate kazayis, you're chayav and chametz. Now when you put them together, so no raya to chalo. Says the Gemara of Abiyah, see, I feel tame and kazayis mikulim. Even if you want to say kazayis came from all of them together. Shani ish, shakulim l'shem chametz. Here's different because they all have the name of chametz. By chalo, you want to say that maybe each grain has to stand on its own. But for chametz, if they join together, they do a yisur chametz. Regarding challah, we're going to say they're mevatel each other. Each one is not doesn't stand on its own. But regarding chametz, they don't. So the one mechlapa she does it there. The base is different what he said before, because he said before tamun omar shtei dvarim rabim alechod mevatel ma'isoi. Pachol omar achim. Before we saw that before the yisur comes, they cancel each other. The one understands over here regarding the chametz. So before they became chametz, you already put the grains together, so they only cancel each other as we saw before. On my base about a boy, can you mestizo? So you say, I have to say, they really not talk about they combine them together, but each one stands on his own kazayis. In other words, the one was trying to understand the Mishnah. Are we talking about the all five grains were together, or each one stands on his own? The one's maskana is each one is on his own. Because here's the one that says, someone does a neder from a pas, we have machlikas from many chachomim. So the one learned in the beginning the following. The one understands that Rameir says, v'noidim min hapas u'mi'atvuo. You also on these five. Chachomim says, "Anoydim in a dogon." So, Mashu, according to Chachomim, if you noydim in a dogon, that's when you're not also only by him. But if you noydim in a pas, you're also with many more grains. So that's the one they ask. How noydim in a pas when tefuah also be kol kerabon? According to Rabbanon, you'll be also in everything. Says the Gemara, "Abchiya b'shabi yichron kirim estis." The explanation of the Mishnah is not like that. But alpha noydim in a dogon in also lamehim. According to say. According to Rameh, if you said a noidim in a tefuah, coming to Oyser, only the five grains. But dogon can refer to many other grains. Because the Chachamim say no. Also, when you say dogon, it means only these five grains. Says the Gemara, Maron came in. What's exactly the case? In Boimer, pas toyra, is the one the bread of toyra. Af Oimer tefuah, toyra ye also be koil. So when he says tefuah, it refers to toyra as well. So it should be Oyser many types of things that grow from the ground. Tichtiva tefuah sakaran, the Torah calls even grapes, it calls a tefuah. So if you say I want to use what the Torah's lashon is and pas of the Torah is these five, so tefuah should be much more. Ibarir pastam elma, you talk about just regular bread. Ein lecha kori pastam lechidim soyim bevat. Pas, top pas is wheat and barley. So why are you saying all five grains? So when the guy says a neder from the pas, why are you saying all five grains are included? And you're saying that's the same thing by tefuah. Says the one daf tesa udaf or maybe say kayomti. We're talking about mokom she'oichlin pas koil. It's a place where they eat all types of bread from all the different types of grains. So he's saying even in a place where they eat different types of grains, there's multi-grain breads. But the ones that are really considered to be pas are only these five grains and not more. And even in locations where more grains, you'd make bread out of them, stam pas is only these five grains and not more. So even though they make bread from the other grains, you still have to talk about only these five. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Dav Ches.